Mastering Influence and Persuasion.
Welcome to this Made for Success audio program. The audio you are listening to is designed to turn your potential into performance, succeed in every area of your life, and achieve your dreams. Now sit back and relax as our featured speaker begins.
Hi, I'm Chris Widener, and I want to talk to you about mastering influence and persuasion. Being able to influence people and persuade people, which we can use synonymously, is one of the key aspects of being able to sell to other people. And that's what we're trying to do, right? We're trying to sell our products and services to other people. We're trying to go out into the marketplace, find new clients, find new customers, and be able to sell them our products and services. And one of the key indicators of whether or not you're going to be able to succeed or not in your sales position is whether or not you can influence and persuade other people. Influence is a very simple definition. I'll give you mine. It's a working definition that we'll use throughout the CD. It's simply this. Influence is the ability to change other people's thoughts, beliefs, and actions. I'll say that again. Influence is the ability to change other people's thoughts, beliefs, and actions. Now, if you think about that, that's essentially the same as persuasion as well. Think about that as it relates to your selling. Would you be able to sell more if you could change other people's thoughts? What they think about you, what they think about your product, what they think about your service. Would you be able to sell more and make more money if you could change their beliefs about themselves or beliefs about their need for a particular product or service? And would you make more money if you could change their actions? If right now, for every 10 people you sit down with, you get 2 of them to take action and buy your product or service, what would happen if every time you sat down with 10 people, you could get 4 people or 5 people to take that action of signing that contract or writing that check or giving you the credit card so that you can run it so you can actually make the sale? Now, influence is one of these things that all of us have to some degree. So I'm not just saying you have influence or you don't have influence. I want you to look at it a little differently. I want you to look at it more like a sliding scale. And a sliding scale on maybe an axis, one going up and down, one going from side to side. The one going from side to side is how many people you influence. So you have some influence. You might influence.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?